T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Going to hear from Donovan McNabb coming up here shortly from Radio.com, one of our sports insiders there. He's going to be joining us, the former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback. Going to stop by and talk a little Packers football and football in general, for that matter, as we get ready to embark on the camps and everything that's upcoming regarding Green Bay trying to get back on track. So anyway. We'll chat with Donovan McNabb coming up here shortly. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. A lot to chat about. We've got Bucks basketball coming up tonight. Brewers back at it, taking on the Colorado Rockies. Ulysse Chassin trying to get himself to the winning side. Also, you've got, hey, by the way, I wanted to make a mention of this. Tough luck last night for the Milwaukee Admirals. I don't know if anybody saw that. Puck bounces off the backboard, hits the back skate of the goalie, and he kicks it in by accident. And that's how they lost and their season comes to an end. Oh, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking last night for the Milwaukee Admirals. But a tremendous season, a lot of fun. And it's always great to get down there and just enjoy their game. I mean, it's a great family atmosphere. If you've never been, you really should go. But it's a great family atmosphere, and it's so much fun. And thanks to them for all their season support and everything that they put out this year with the summer concerts and the Summerfest stage and great action and great promotions. But tough way for their season to end. Oh my goodness, I saw that last night. I just thought, you got to be kidding me. You got to live with that for an entire offseason, especially if you're Grosnick. Oh, my goodness. Goalie and goal last night. So, anyway. In the meantime, you've got the Milwaukee Wave coming up this weekend, and they play for the championship. So, they got a couple of wins. They put themselves in fine position. Now, they're going to be at the UWM Panther Arena coming up this weekend, vying for the championship. So, if you're a soccer enthusiast, an indoor soccer enthusiast, get down there. We're talking about a lot of teams going to the postseason and championship runs and such, and now you've got a team in this area that's got it all going on again. So, hopefully, the Wave walk away with the title, which would be nice to have that here in our own backyard. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs has some Wisconsin cheddar on the menu. We all know that in many different ways. Now they've got Wisconsin mac and cheese, and they've got it in many different varieties with many different toppings. And you can do it as a support to your big sub sandwich, or you can do it, say it's a kid's meal. You can do that as well. And who doesn't love mac and cheese? Let's be honest. That's on the menu now as well over there at Cousin Subs. It's where they do it better. And make sure you stop in and tell them we said, hey. Big supporters of the program. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. If you want to order online, you go to CousinSubs.com. By the way, some locations now deliver. I'm not kidding. Some locations now deliver. So, again, stop in to Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com and see what everybody's talking about. We should be chatting with Donovan McNabb coming up here shortly to talk some NFL. And also, there's a couple of different things we want to get into regarding the Green Bay Packers. Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel believes the Packers should be looking to trade Mike Daniels. We'll get into that discussion. Also, in case you missed it last night, more alsos, by the way, Vin Baker was tremendous last night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. We had a great time with him. Also chatting with Sidney Moncrief last night, but you're going to hear that conversation with Vin Baker coming up here in just a little bit, some of the snippets from last evening as he talked about this team, this Bucks team moving forward, and discussing kind of the mindset going into the upcoming game this evening down at the Fiserv Forum. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Steve writes, in addition to the Blutarski quote from Animal House, you have to also quote Kevin Bacon during the parade, remain calm, all is well, remain calm. And I would agree. Now, if they lose tonight, then things are no longer calm, just to say. But hopefully we don't have to worry about it. I still believe, look, and I've said this time and again, they're going to win this game tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're going to win this game tonight. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. I'd love to see them get a blowout win, but just give me a 9-10-point win. I'm not looking for a big one, but just give me 9-10-point win, and I'm good to go. No problem. Not at all. I'm good with it. Kyle writes, hey, Bill and Joe, the Bucks are going to win 120-103. Go Bucks. That's Kyle from Fond du Lac. Feeling confident right now. Our buddy Steve said, regarding the Bucks, I agree with you. The Bucks will bounce back. They had a clunker in the game on Sunday, and I think Coach Bud knows that the only minor adjustment needed to be made is that they hit their shots. They have to play on their toes and not on their heels and attack. The biggest adjustment is to defend the pick and pop a lot better than they did on Sunday. I also think that Boston will shoot over 50%. I also don't think that Boston's going to shoot over 50% again tonight. Bucks win by 8. So there you go. This is from Nelson. Nelson writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I'm feeling confident about the Bucks win tonight. I'm going to say by 7. I think they hold Kyrie under 30, and I'm feeling good about clamping down on Al Horford. However, Giannis has to play big tonight and show why he's the MVP. This one's also from Angie, who says, our MVP will show up tonight. I'm not worried at all. Bucks win by 22. This is from John. John writes in the Wendy's email inbox, great conversation earlier regarding the Milwaukee Bucks and the adjustments that do or do not need to be made. Don't overreact. Don't freak out. Stick with what got you here. You're the best team in the NBA. Just play your game. And then one more. This is from Birdie. Birdie writes, I think Giannis is going to come up big, and I think Brogdon is going to come back in this series and be the asset this team needs. See, I know people are counting on Malcolm Brogdon. I'm not counting on Malcolm Brogdon. And I know I don't want to be the big bucket of cold water here, but I don't – the guy hit – last week when he was on the program with us, the guy still had pain in his foot. You don't go from all of a sudden pain in the foot a week ago, no pain now, to coming in and being the difference maker. That doesn't happen. It's going to take a little while for you to kind of shake some of that rust off. Get a couple minutes here, get a couple minutes there. But I'm not going to say he's going to even be back this series. That's a serious injury. Plantar fasciitis is painful, and you cannot do anything until the pain has subsided for a good period of time. It's not just like he wakes up on a Friday and goes, oh, no pain today. I'm going to play on Saturday. That's not going to happen. So I'm hoping that in the latter portion of last week, he didn't have pain, and they wait until maybe they go to Boston or come back after a week without pain for him to then turn around and say, okay, I'm ready to go. But it's not like he woke up on Monday and went, okay, I'm feeling good today, no pain. Okay, I'll play in the next couple of games. That's not going to happen. I would actually be a little surprised if he came back in this series, especially if the Bucks get a big win tonight. This one comes from Elliot, and Elliot writes, it all comes down to Bledsoe. Bledsoe didn't have a good game in Game 1, had a bad series last year. He's got to find himself. If he does, he can throw this team on his back, start dishing the basketball, opening up things for Giannis. We also need Mirotić and Lopez to hit from the outside. That would also open up things for Giannis so he can take over the ballgame. That's from Elliot. Elliot, appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. By the way, got a couple people that had emailed me over the last couple of days, talked about Wednesday Night Live. I have been kind of preaching it May 29th, this being the last day of April. May 29th is when things get underway. The first Wednesday of Wednesday Night Live is the last Wednesday of May. May 29th out at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Rebel Grace is going to take the stage. It's free and open to the public. It's a great night out in the out of the town, so to speak. Only $6 to park your car. Come on in and enjoy yourself, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. Hopefully you are enjoying your day as we sit here and discuss many different things. The Milwaukee Bucks, been talking a lot about the Bucks, also talking about the Green Bay Packers a little bit earlier. And, you know, Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel had had some thoughts, which are interesting. He talked about trading Mike Daniels. Want to get into that discussion as well. Scott's been holding a long time. I'll get Scott on the air. Scott, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Great, Bill. Thanks for taking me. I'm a radio.com listener, so I'm with you.
Wonderful. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, I want to just make a point to say that the Bucks all year, I mean, their game has been all year that they've, that seems like, for me at least, that they'd go down in games. They'd go down by 10, 20 points, and they'd come back and win it by 30. They'd come back and win it by 10. They'd come back. And I'm just thinking in this series, this whole thing with them losing to Boston, I think this team is built on adversity. They have the fortitude to come back, and they've shown it all year long. I mean, it's just all year long they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, so they've been taking the punch early on. Here's the difference, though. When you take a punch against a bad team, you can come back. When you start getting down 15 to good teams, you expend a lot of energy trying to come back and just get it back to even.
And I think we've seen them do that in numerous games. I mean, I've seen them do it against Golden State, you know. And
right.
Seen them do it against a lot of teams that were good, that they came back and they, you know, won. So I'm just not freaking out with the whole that the Bucks are, you know, that they're down. I think this is exact. They have, I'll say it like this in a funny way, they have Boston right where they want them.
I would love to see them up one game to nothing with a big win on Sunday. But if you believe that, hey, I'll jump on board with you because I'd like to see them get a big win tonight and then go into Boston, steal the first one there, come back home and close things out. I'd love to see all of that happen. They took a big shot from Boston, and Boston doesn't buy into the Bucks swagger at all. Boston doesn't care, and that's the sign of a deep run postseason veteran team.
True that.
Yep. Okay, appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. He's right, though. The Bucks have been taking everybody's first punch all season long. They get down. They battle back. The problem is when you get into that habit, there's just times against really good teams you can't battle all the way back. So they cannot do that again tonight. They can't take a punch and go down by 10 or 15 and try to battle back and expel all that energy. It's too hard to do consistently. This was an interesting article. Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel said the Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst didn't need to say it because his actions are speaking louder than words. When you look at Rashawn Gary, 6'4", 277 pounds. Kingsley Kiki, 6'2", 288 pounds. Za'Darius Smith, 6'4", 272. Preston Smith, 6'5", 265. Now you put in Kenny Clark, 6'3", 314. Dean Lowry, 6'6", 296. Montrevious Adams, 6'3", 304. You got Brown and Simon, both 6'4". The guy that's conspicuously missing is Mike Daniels at 6', 310 pounds. Daniels, they say, even with an adequate arm length, just doesn't fit the model Gutekunst has set for his defensive linemen. And so it would not be surprising to see Mike Daniels on the trading block. He's coming into the fourth year of his contract, the final year of the $42 million contract extension signed in 2015. The Packers are going to move on from him next year, most likely. Clark is their anchor in the middle now. But I go back and look at this, though, and I say, okay, who is better than Mike Daniels? Dean Lowry? Is he better than Mike Daniels? Kenny Clark is solid as a nose tackle, but who's better, Montrevious Adams? This goes back to, I don't care what the size of the player is. Give me football players. If Deion Simon or Fadal Brown, if those guys are big-time football players, give it to me. Give it to me. But, you know, everybody said Russell Wilson wasn't going to make it in the NFL, but the guy's got a huge heart. He's got athletic ability, and look what he's done. I want football players. I want mean. I want nasty. Now, there has been the accusation at times that, you know, Mike Daniels kind of the mouth will overshoot the actions. But he's that kind of grit guy you want in there. He eats up blockers. He's allowed Kenny Clark to kind of do his thing in the middle. But if you have better, go for it. But if you don't, just because he doesn't fit the 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", mold, I don't get rid of a football player because of that. If that's your mentality, then you better be hitting on every damn guy you bring in. If you're just going to say, well, it's 6'4", 290 pounds, and he can run a 4'6", 40. Okay, great. Well, but is he a football player? Does he got mean? Does he got nasty in him? Is he the guy that you want in the scrum at the bottom of the pile? You know, is that the guy? Because I've seen a lot of athletic guys get their ass kicked day in and day out on the football field. Just because you're 6'5 and 300 pounds doesn't make you a football player. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Now, I'm not saying he can't be. You know, these guys can't be. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the established guy, I'm not just going to toss out because he doesn't fit the measurements of what you think he should be. If his productivity is down, you just don't want to pay him, he's getting a little bit older, okay, so be it. But you got to have plan B sitting there because you can't just start throwing a baby out with the bathwater because you don't ever get any better. And you certainly don't add any depth. There you have it. Again, 855-830-8648. This one's from Tim who writes, I read the same article. I was kind of scratching my head as to why they would want to get rid of Mike Daniels. I think he's been pretty solid. He's a very loud-spoken guy, but he's a guy that sticks his nose in there each and every time. And correct me if I'm wrong, he's played a lot of games and doesn't often come up injured like some of these other guys do. And that's the other thing, yeah. He's been pretty durable in his career. So I don't throw a guy out just because he doesn't measure to what you feel he should be. There's a lot of guys in the NFL that if you went strictly by the measurements and you got rid of them because they didn't measure up, look at a guy like Drew Brees. He wouldn't be in the NFL. You know, you look at those guys, Russell Wilson, who I had mentioned a little bit earlier. There's a lot of guys that have had big hearts that have made something of themselves in the NFL because they were just football players. I'll take those guys every damn day of the week. Let's go to Buck. Buck, welcome to the program, man. What's going on? Buck.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I think I'd like to dovetail off of your comment there.
Sure.
You look like, you talk about football players, some guys look like Tarzan, they hit like Jane.
Yep.
Justin Harrell comes to mind.
Absolutely.
There's a long list. Mike Daniels, we know what we got with him.
Mm-hmm.
He could play.
Yep. I completely agree. I don't disagree with that at all.
I'm not so sure. I know Kenny Clark's a great player, but Mike Daniels is a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
He makes plays. He's been relatively healthy.
Yep.
I'd be hard-pressed for me to believe they're going to look to get rid of Mike Daniels.
I couldn't imagine. I appreciate the phone call. I couldn't imagine it, but stranger things have happened, I guess. But I couldn't imagine it. I wouldn't want to see it just happen to happen. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Again, 855-830-8648. I got a couple of tweets here as well I want to get into. This one's from Charles who says, 6'4", 4'5", 40, blah, blah, blah. How does he play when he's punched in the mouth? Keep Daniels around. We need football players, not workout warriors. And that's part of my point. And look, if you got a football player that's that size, take him. But I'm not just taking him because he fits the metrics. This one's from Jack, who says, keep Mike Daniels around. He's been a pretty solid Green Bay Packer, hasn't really caused any problems. He's been an outspoken guy, and he's called a spade a spade. I like that. By the way, did you see what Scott Farrell said? You know what? Regarding Tariq Hill, I did. That's making national headlines. If Scott Farrell on many of these same stations, on the radio.com stations, he got off on Tariq Hill. Tariq Hill, the investigation has reopened down in Kansas City about the wide receiver for beating his kid and child abuse. And, you know, there's been some other things that have happened regarding domestic violence. Anyway, Scott Farrell said, you have to be demented if you side with the guy who beats little babies. I hope somebody beats your face in. That's what you deserve if you support that guy. And Farrell's always been edgy. He's always been edgy. And, I think we all know where we stood when Adrian Peterson went through this whole thing. And you saw the bruises and you saw the marks. So Tariq Hill, he's had brushes before with domestic violence, and he's been called on the carpet via the NFL. Personally, if you're beating a kid, you deserve in jail, not in the NFL. And I hope that the process plays out. And if this is all come to light, because remember, I think it was his fiance or his wife, one of the two. I don't know if they're married or if they were engaged to be married, but she recorded him. She actually got audio recordings of Tariq Hill. And that's what reopened the case. And now, because he denied everything, remember, when they found out about Kareem Hunt, who had lied to them about what he had did regarding some domestic violence, once they found out that he was lying to them, the Hunt family, they cut him loose down there in Kansas City. So you're going to wonder what Tariq Hill, what his fate is in Kansas City as well. This is from Gary, who says he's in the last year of his contract. They're not going to re-sign him because of Rodgers' contract. Might as well trade him and get something for him. They have plenty of depth now at defensive tackle. If you got good depth, go for it. But if you don't, don't. I don't do it just to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Hey, when we come back, let's switch gears. Let's go back to some Bucks basketball because Vin Baker was fantastic with us last night during the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Myself, Steve Novak, we had Vin Baker and Sidney Moncrief on last night. We had a great conversation, and we kind of enjoyed getting inside the heads of the coaches as they look at this upcoming game tonight. Hey, I bet a whole lot of you have either fired up the lawnmower for the first time, or by the way, my riding mower broke down over the weekend, so now I got to go find a new one. I don't want to buy a new one. I think I'm going to get a used one, but I don't know a good place to go. So if you got one out there, let me know. By the way, this week will be the week that all the lawnmowers are probably going to be fired up because with the rains this weekend, everybody's going to be out there mowing the grass. With that in mind, I want to share something with my friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association that they let you know. Now, the E15, you know I support that, all right? The E15, the unleaded 88, you know I use it in my car. You know it saves you money, and you know it supports Wisconsin jobs, and you know it doesn't ruin your car's engine, right? You know all that by now. But by the way, it is not. I'm not promoting anything to ever not sell, but don't buy this stuff for your lawnmower, your garden tractor, your chainsaw, the outboard on the fishing boat, the rototiller, or any other small engine. Cars are tested by the EPA and approved to use E15 with the unleaded 88 for anything newer than 2001. But they do not test the small engines the same way, so do not use it in those, okay? Stick with the E10 for all of those engines, please. And when you're filling up the red gas cans, choose regular unleaded, okay? When you're filling up your car, your truck, go with E15 or the flex fuel vehicles, the E85. But make sure, and again, I just want to be clear on this. Because again, I'm telling you about the facts of the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, stuff they want you to know. Don't fill up the small engines with it, okay? Just stick to your cars with the E15 or the E88, the unleaded 88. But make sure you kind of pay attention to that when you're going to fill up at, say, a Quick Trip or a Jets or anywhere out there. For all the facts, go to WIBiofuels.org. That is WIBiofuels.org. Just a tip from me to you. We've got Vin Baker. You're going to hear his conversation with us from last night. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad to have you. Hey, I've been telling you, we started actually yesterday. I shouldn't say I've been. I started out telling you yesterday to save the date. Sunday, September 1st, we ride our motorcycles again for our friends over at the Fisher House, Wisconsin. I am proud to say it's our 12th annual Big Unit Poker Run benefiting the Fisher House of Wisconsin. So put it on your calendar, please. And the details are going to start to trickle out here in the next week or two. But we've got some great sponsors on board. Our friends from Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. They got all kinds of different things that they do. As a matter of fact, Sean was just showing me some of the stuff that they had did today. And, oh, my goodness, they got some really, really nice stuff. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Again, Epoxy Flooring Done Right. And then also our friends over at Stoley's, Hog Alley. And Jeff and his great staff over there, they're such good people. They really, really, truly are. Always enjoy heading out there. And you don't have to be a rider to go out and enjoy them, because they're just a lot of fun. Just stop in and tell them we said hi. They got lunch. They've got dinner. A lot of good food. They got great breakfast on the weekends, on Sundays. So, again, at Stoley's Hog Alley, right off the highway, right off of 94. You can see it right out there going towards Lake Country. And then our friends over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That's Epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y, FlooringDoneRight.com. Epoxy Flooring Done Right. com. And just tell Sean and everybody we said hi. If you're looking for a floor, if you're looking for a really good cost, too. I just had a friend of mine yesterday. I was out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson talking to my buddy Craig. And he said, man, he got a quote from a guy who was like $8,000 for a garage. And so I called Sean. He's like, no, we're a lot less. I mean, by the time they got done kind of doing the quote over the phone, they were at like half the price. So it was it's a big difference. And they do it right. And they guarantee it 25 years. So go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right and get all the details. Okay. So Vin Baker joined us last night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and he really believes, like when it comes down to some of the problems that this team experienced on Sunday against the Boston Celtics, he believed that the week off was part of the problem.
Last year in the postseason against Boston, Bledsoe didn't have a great series. It wasn't, he admitted it. Not great last night. I thought he could maybe go with a little bit more penetration, maybe a little more dish. Just didn't look functional, look more dysfunctional. Is there a lot of pressure on him to kind of come out big again? Because he had a pretty good series against Detroit. He didn't play bad at all. Is it just that Boston right now, there's this mental thing that you got to get over this hurdle?
Again, if I was to put it on one thing with the game yesterday, I think it was the week off. You know, I'm obviously with the guys every day, been an assistant coach with the team, but I also spent some private time with guys, and I can tell you they were looking forward to the series. Eric in particular was looking forward to playing in this series. And I think yesterday was an aberration, and I think the guys are going to come out tomorrow and play better. I just really think the week off really set us back going into game one. But I know from a spirit standpoint, from a basketball standpoint, they're relaxed. They're ready to go. They feel like they're a terrific basketball team. No one was hanging their heads in practice today. Everyone was ready to go and play. And so, and that's a true feel. Like, you know when guys are – kind of feeling bad about it and down themselves. We've lost one game in a game. They've got to beat us four times. And so in the players, Eric in particular, Giannis, all of our big guns, they're ready to go. They're chomping at the bit to get to Fiserv tomorrow night and put on a show.
So he believes that the week off really did hurt this team. He also, I said, hey, look, not only did you get beat, you got beat physically. There's a big difference. If you miss shots, that's one thing. But when you get out physical and out hustle, do you then lose kind of, you get punched in the face like that? Do you lose your confidence?
I don't think it's been shaken at all. I think we've played this team at their best. We've played them in Boston with Kyrie. We played them full with everyone in the lineup. I think what we saw yesterday was a different team. I think there were a lot of variables that went into the way we lost. I think we controlled some of it. It was something that some of the things had to do with us, and certainly some of the things that Boston brought to the table. Sid mentioned this is a super talented basketball team. There's only eight of us left in the league playing at this time, and they happen to have one of the more special talents who's ever played the game. So if we go into the game and get frustrated like we got beat down by a team that we shouldn't have been, that's a whole different mindset. We understand we have a healthy respect for the Boston Celtics. That's why we prepared. We came back and looked at the things that we did wrong. We know we weren't who we were, but we'll see tomorrow night what happens after we've gone over. I think our guys got, let's say, we got punched in the mouth yesterday, and we felt like we got punched in the mouth. And I like our chances, and I've seen our resilience all season long when we got hit in the mouth in our response. And I'd be shocked if the kids, and I'm not, again, this isn't a win or loss thing, but I would be shocked if the kids didn't come out and respond the way they've done all season long.
He talks about Giannis. Everybody knows Giannis was aggressive, but he got stymied quite a bit. He's got to go back to being Giannis.
So there's the saying that, one of the sayings that I swear by, like, you can't change a pitcher's game in the ninth inning. Like, we just need Giannis to be Giannis. Like, he'll figure it out. One thing I think that people confuse with Giannis's style of play, like so aggressive, so downhill, so fast. He's got one of the better IQs in basketball. Like, he's got a super IQ, and you've spoken to him a lot, Steve. He's got a high IQ in basketball, and I think people confuse hit the dunks and the Shaq comparisons. This kid's IQ is high, and he'll make the proper adjustments. The one thing we, as a staff, I think you don't want him to do is take away his aggression. He's got to find a way to be aggressive, no matter if they're putting two hands, no matter if they're pushing. We've got to keep him going downhill. I think everyone of our on our team, Chris, Eric, Sterling, all the guys feed off of that energy. If they start seeing him being hesitant. Now, within that, you got to find passing lanes. You got to swing it. You got to move. But the aggression, the actual speed and the force that he plays with, we can't change that. I think that's part of our identity. And if you're Boston, think about this, Steve, and you see a pass of Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to be laughing all the way.
Right.
Like, this is exactly what we want him to do. So we got to keep putting that pressure. He'll find a way to put pressure on him the proper way and find a way to be effective like he's been all year long.
So Vin Baker talking about, you know, what Giannis has to do. Now, the other aspect of this is, and he brought up a very good point, something we really had not thought about, because the Bucks have been a really good team all season long, but they're the Bucks, right? Everybody kind of said that. Well, now they've got a different mentality because they are the hunted. They're not the hunter anymore in the playoffs. He said, hey, look, Boston came in with nothing to lose because the Bucks are supposed to win this thing. They're the best team in the NBA. They're now the hunted.
I think when you coming into the season, most people picked Boston to come out of the East, and all of a sudden we became the hunted. And being the hunted and the hunter, and I think it showed yesterday. Boston came with a hunter mentality, and I think we found out late we were being hunted in that game. But I think they hit us in the mouth. We understand we are the hunted, although they're a super talented group. But I think we have a sense of urgency. And so a lot of times, and I'm not saying losing a game one is, no one wanted to lose it. I didn't get any sleep. But sometimes it's an eye opener. It's you've been there before, Steve, when you get hit in the mouth sometimes in a game, you come back and perform better. And hopefully that'll be the case for us tomorrow.
Also, Vin Baker said, hey, look, we did not expect to go a complete 16-0 in the playoffs, so no big deal with one loss.
We didn't expect to go 16-0, whether we were going to lose at home or lose on the road. And part of getting to where we need to get to or want to get to the NBA Finals, we have to be responsible in our thoughts. Like, we don't – like, a team that loses in the first game and overreacts is a team that probably isn't structured and ready mentally and spiritually to make it to the finals. We understand that Boston is a very good basketball team, and we handled our practice responsibly today. And as we talked about earlier, we got on them when necessary, and we also showed them love. This is no time for us to panic. The kids have gotten here, played a heck of a season all year long. So we got to kind of keep that spirit going in our gym, and I think the kids will perform.
Vin Baker joining us last night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, the assistant coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I did ask him, you can't count on Malcolm Brogdon to be back, but what does Malcolm Brogdon bring when he's healthy?
Malcolm's one of the, you know, he's a 50-40-90 guy.
Right.
And, you know, he's one of our best drivers. He's one of our better defenders. And he's one of our leaders, one of our locker room leaders. And we have just high-character kids, and Malcolm's one of those kids that really can affect the game when he's on the court on both ends of the floor. He's one of the better two-way players in the league. We miss his driving, and you look at a series like now with them packing the paint and with Bledsoe and Giannis, two of the best drivers in the game, you add Brogdon to that, and now what lanes can you close down? He just adds another lane. So if you cut Giannis's take away one lane from Giannis or another one from Bledsoe, you have Malcolm coming back down the paint, right side or left side, and it just wreaks so much havoc on the defense. So we're missing that, his driving ability, and again, he's a 50-40-90 guy.
Also, the film you know, he talks about looking at the film of this past game between the Bucks and the Celtics and about how it's so different now than it was back when he played.
So the one thing that I enjoy about being on the side of a coach now, obviously it's different than a player. When we, the film room, what you mentioned, being in the film sessions with the, on the, with the coaching staff and working on a film session to present to the players, it's absolutely the best thing you could possibly do. It's much different than when we grew up with the coaches that come in and scream and yell, and there's really no footage to back up what we're screaming and yelling about. So the great part about Coach Budenholzer and staff is that we are capable of bringing in what we saw yesterday, what we felt yesterday, and actually putting a movie together. It's 2019. Everything is instant and Snapchat and all that. So it's great for the kids to come in and see what we felt. You know, and as a player, for me, I really never had that opportunity to watch a ton of film. That wasn't a big part of our regimen as professional athletes or pro basketball players. So we were able to get in and show how we weren't us. It's one thing to say we weren't us, and then to be able to put it on film and show guys exactly what we mean by we weren't playing Bucks basketball. And for, again, for a team that's had the success we've had, and the players individually, not only do we meet as a team, but the players meet individually with individual coaches. And so the game plan is, it went left for yesterday, but we watched it, and we think we can right the wrong.
So Vin Baker talking about this team getting back into the win column. How confident are you? We'll step away. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. How we looking? I'm getting fired up with each passing hour as we get closer to tip time down at the Fiserv Forum. Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. Can't wait. Hey, there's an old saying, spring, when it's in the air, the young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love. If you're one of the millions of men dealing with erectile dysfunction, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Neumel Medical, the medical experts, Neumel Medical Center. They've been helping guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, for a long, long time. And they have a 98% success rate, so you can get a healthy, fulfilling sex life all over again. Plus, if you're sluggish, if you're irritable, if you're foggy, moody, low energy, you're just kind of dragging all the time, could be low T. Could be low T. Just stop over, get your numbers checked if you're, say, at the age of 30 or older. Neumel helped me out with that. I'm feeling great. I've got a lot of energy and mental sharpness and such to enjoy the busy lifestyle. And if you want to drop some pounds and you know summer is coming and you want to look good in the T-shirt, especially if you're cruising around on the motorcycle or on the bike or whatever else you're doing, you don't want that big roll in the middle. It looks like you're smuggling a couple inner tubes. Call them. The all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, it works. It works. Discover the new you. Put the swing back in your spring. Call my friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. You can set up a consultation and watch your life improve right here, right now. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Man, there's a lot of people chiming in on this Bucks game tonight. Who's going tonight? By the way, Jim says, why would Coach Bud tell us what all the adjustments are going to be for tonight's game? Why would he do that? Which, like I said, they're not going to come out and give us all the adjustments. I just don't think they're going to make a lot of adjustments. I think you're going to just see a few different things, maybe a starting lineup change or something. But beyond that, I don't think it's going to be that drastically different. You know? I just don't think it's going to be that drastically different. I just think that guys have to hit their shots and you're going to be good to go. Changes things. If guys aren't hitting their shots, it changes. Look how the Bucks have played defense. You know, if you force some bad shots, teams begin to struggle. You get a lead. They start gunning up shots they don't normally take, and everything becomes a trickle-down effect. So I'm good with that. By the way, Nick says, Bud has got us this far. I trust Bud. There you go. Icy Mike says, hey, I know you like to give updates. Google it. A guy won $1 million off the $30 scratch-off in Oak Creek. Well, there you go. Congratulations to the guy that's got the $1 million. I wish it was me, but all right, we can go with that. I'm good with that. This one's from Francis, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, what are we panicking for? Budenholzer has gotten us this far, and everybody loves Coach Bud inside the walls of that locker room. Just let him do his thing. Quit second-guessing people. I don't think, look, If you lose, it opens you up to criticism and second guessing. Was this team ready to go on Sunday? I think they were a little lethargic. I think the week off had given them a little bit to sit back and relax on. I honestly think that a lot of things were in play. Early start, kind of weird. Secondly, I really believe that, because when you're on the road, you're there. You know what I mean? Early start at home, you're getting up a little bit earlier, you're walking around downtown, getting over to the arena earlier. It just seems kind of weird. You know, when you're on the road, that's a business trip. When you're at home, you're figuring the Fiserv Forum is your fortress. You're not losing at home. Roll the balls out there. We got this. We can take anybody's best punch, and we can go down 15 or 20, and we're going to come storming back. Well, you find out against good teams, that's not always possible. So I think everything that happened culminated and snowballed, and the Bucks got caught up in it on the negative side, and down they went. I think it's a completely different team that takes the floor tonight down at the Fiserv Forum. And here's the other question, and this is from Garth. And Garth writes, "Hey, Unit, I heard you talking about the crowd at the Fiserv a little bit earlier. Do you think the crowd gets crazy early, or do you think they wait for this team to do something?" I think the latter. I hope the former. I hope tonight's crowd is off the freaking hook. From the time they walk through the door, during introductions, and right after the tip, I hope the crowd is crazy tonight. Don't be a bunch of corporates sitting on your hand waiting for something cool to happen. Get up and get crazy. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.